Regular city council, right?
Correct.
Right. All right, Sue, would you please read the titles of council calendar items 2, 38, 39, and 40?
738, create the Police Special Revenue Fund and the Enterprise Business Solutions Services Fund. 739, adopt the fiscal year 2008-09 Spring Major Supplemental Budget in the amount of $13,856,200 and make budget amendments in 8 funds. 740, adopt budget adjustment recommendations and the minor supplemental budget for the FY 2008-09 Spring Minor Supplemental Budget process and make budget adjustments in various funds.
I just want to point out that in the room we have Budget Director Andrew Scott, and we also have PDC Commissioner Scott Andrews, just to give the dyslexic that is your mayor the fits. We'll start with
sometimes
Andrew
we
Scott.
Switch.
Okay, great.
For fun. Yeah.
All right. Andrew Scott.
So we'll take these in order. The first one creates is council action to create the Police Special Revenue Fund and the Enterprise Business Solution Services Fund. Council needs to actively create any new funds that we create in the city. Just really quickly, the Police Special Revenue Fund, the Police Bureau receives some revenue from the sale of forfeited assets, and the use of those revenues is legally restricted to specific purposes like drug enforcement and education. And then with SAP implementation, it was determined that it would be best to create a specific fund for those revenues to go in. It gives us a little bit more control and a little bit more accountability. And on the EBS Services Fund, that fund is being created to consolidate all the assets, liabilities, and financial transactions associated with the new SAP system. Accounting for SAP costs in a separate fund also provides greater financial transparency and will support planning for any future maintenance and upgrade costs. So if we want to dispense with that one and then move on to the bump.
All right. Any council discussion on council calendar item 738? Anyone wishes to testify on council calendar item 738? Sue, would you please call the roll on emergency ordinance 738?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman. Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 738 is approved. We'll now go on to 739 and 740.
So 739 is the major supplemental budget. Just to remind council, whenever a fund increases by more than 10%, we're required to do it as a major supplemental under Oregon budget law. And so these are the funds that fall into that category for their changes in the spring process. So, and again, we had our tax supervising and conservation committee hearing this morning, when it seemed to go smoothly. So now we're bringing that to council for your approval. And this major supplemental increases expenditures in 8 funds by a total of $15.8 million and appropriations by a total of $13.9 million. And I'd be happy to go through some of the details, but we can also open it up if you have any questions about the major supplemental.
Any council discussion on the major on 739? Anyone wishes to testify on 739? Would my amendment be to the minor supplemental?
Yes.
Okay. Sue, would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
One of the interesting things in this approval is that the River District Urban Renewal Area brought in an additional $3.4 million on top of the $26.3 million that was budgeted. So this is a very good thing. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 739 is approved. 740, emergency ordinance.
Okay. So this is the minor supplemental and the spring budget adjustment process. And if it pleases the council, I'd like to ask that we just substitute out. I have a new packet, which I think has been placed on your desk. There were some technical changes from when we filed this last week involving interagencies between bureaus that we needed to balance. So this reflects some slightly updated numbers.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to supplement. As indicated by Andrew Scott. Would anyone like to discuss this motion? Anyone wishes to test?
So is this the revised one that I got yesterday, or is this a further revision?
So there was also a revision on the approved budget memo, which we're going to get to next at the 215. So this is not something that has been sent around yet to the offices. And it so, no, it is different than
okay,
what we
so
sent around.
accept it, and then can I get some more clarification about what the differences are?
So it's been moved and seconded. Sue, would you call the vote on the motion to supplement?
Substitute.
Substitute.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Motion is approved. Commissioner Fritz.
So could you tell me what the differences are in the substitute?
There are some essentially we had to finish, well, we thought we had finished, but there were some additional interagencies that needed a balance between bureaus. One of the challenges in putting together the city budget is that there are lots of interagencies between bureaus and, I mean, hundreds of them. And so it turned out that some of them were not in balance. So we did that, and it did change the numbers slightly. Overall in the general fund, expenditures and resources had decreased in the previous version by $20,101,000. Now it's $20,069,000. Again, overall, the 25 fund changes was originally $6.181 million, and now it's $7.106 million. So again, they are all technical. There was nothing substantive in the difference, but it did change the final numbers. Every time we make an interagency change, it ripples through the entire budget.
But there weren't any, as you say, there weren't any substantive changes. There's nothing added, nothing taken away. It's just the way it's accounted.
Yes.
Thank you.
Correct.
Any other council discussion on 740? Is there anyone that wishes to testify on council calendar item 740? Sue, would you please call the roll? Oh, I need to make an amendment on this one. So describe for me, if you would, my amendment.
I'm going to call up both planning and Claudio Capozzano.
Celia and, how do you say his name again?
Claudio Capozzano.
Claudio Capozzano. So could you please describe my amendment to council calendar item 740?
The one Carrie. I just saw a minute ago?
Yes.
It is a $100,000 amendment for the Portland, Oregon Sustainability Institute. Apparently, this was money that was given to the Office of Sustainable Development in the year 07-08, carried forward again.
So, and this would come out of unused allocation from the City Council for the biofuels project.
Thank you.
Yes. That's my amendment. So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any council discussion? Anyone wishes to testify? Claudio knows when to just sit there quietly. please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye.
I have, are we on 740?
Yes.
Andrew, I believe I have two amendments.
Thank you, both of you, for sure.
And I think your amendments may be for item 741.
I will follow your lead. I'm not going to argue with you publicly or privately on this. So if you tell me that, I will hold my fire.
Sue, would you please call the roll on emergency ordinance, council calendar item 740?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fish. Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 740 is approved. That gets us exactly on time to the time certain. Council calendar item 741, could you please read the title?
Council to convene as budget committee to approve a budget.
Pursuant to... I've got even more details today. It just gets more detailed the further into it we go. This hearing is being held by the City Council of Portland, Oregon, in compliance with the provisions of the State Revenue Sharing Regulations. Am I reading the right one? Okay. ORS 221.
Mayor, actually, if we could get you to convene as the Budget Committee.
First.
So,
pursuant to Oregon Revised Statutes, I'm now convening the Budget Committee. I'm now convening the City Council as the Budget Committee.
Okay.
That's all I do.
I don't know that we actually recessed or adjourned the council session before convening, but.
Okay, I'm hereby recess the city council.
Well, that's good.
Now.
Wait enough of this.
Now I convene the city council according to Oregon Revised Statutes as the budget committee for the city of Portland, Oregon. So convened. Would you please call the roll as the budget committee?
Fish.
Aye.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here. Yeah, we're good.
Leonard.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Adams.
Here. Would you please now, Sue, read the title as the Budget Committee considers Item 741.
Council to convene as Budget Committee to approve a budget.
Mr.
So we'll turn it back, but just to explain, we're going to have to do just sort of a series of things here to comply with state budget law. And the first thing we're going to do is have a hearing on state revenue sharing. The second thing we're going to do is walk through the changes, the approved budget changes from the mayor's proposed to the approved budget. And then at that point, budget committee members may make amendments to the approved budget. Each amendment will need to be voted on separately. And then there will be need to be a motion to approve the entire approved budget, and that will need to be voted on. And then we will need to entertain a motion to approve the tax levies. So all those things need to happen.
And now I read this statement.
Yes, thank
you. This hearing is being held by the City Council of Portland, Oregon, in compliance with the provisions of the State Revenue Sharing Regulations, ORS 221.770. It is to allow citizens to comment on the possible use of these funds in conjunction with the annual budget process. As proposed for City Council adoption, the fiscal year 08-09 budget anticipates receipts totaling $12,276,690 from state revenue sharing. As has been the case in prior years, it is proposed that this revenue be allocated in equal parts to support support fire prevention and police patrol services. Is there anyone here today that wishes to be heard on this subject?
And this subject specifically being the state revenue sharing.
Seeing none, I hereby close the hearing regarding this discussion of possible uses of state revenue sharing.
Yes. At this point, I will go ahead and present sort of a summary of the changes that the Budget Committee may wish to incorporate into the approved budget. So if you go through your memo, and again, this is as we sent out yesterday, this is a change from the earlier memo we sent out on Friday. Attachment D unfortunately doubled and tripled a number of the appropriations for some city bureaus. And while that would be nice for those bureaus, it would not be good for the city as a whole. So we have replaced attachment D with the correct numbers. So I'll go relatively quickly through this, but of course we can take questions at any time about the substance. Starting on page 4 of this memo, attachment B, these list the programmatic changes. And again, these are changes to the mayor's proposed budget that are being put forward for inclusion in the council-approved budget. So the first one is for Healthy Working Rivers in the Bureau of Environmental Services. It adds 2 FTE. This is being funded out of BES rates. The second is a Bureau of Planning Sustainability change, $275,000, but it's just being reallocated. So as you'll see, the numbers there are zero. The third is also Planning Sustainability, and this is a full-time position in the operations department was shifted to limited term, and now it's been returned to permanent ongoing and the one-time funds allocated to materials and services. The next change is $306,000, again, for planning sustainability. This is money that's being carried over in the spring bump that was just approved, and we're now budgeting that in the approved budget for next year. There's a mayor's office reduction of $97,092 for Office of Youth Violence Prevention. This is a sort of a technical fix since that program has been transferred now to Commissioner Saltzman's office. Parks Operating General Fund, these are 14.25 FTE that were cut from the parks budget. What this action does is it restores the positions into parks, but it doesn't fund them. And we're going to hold those as unfunded, frozen positions. Commissioner Fish has asked that so that if the revenues come into parks next year, they can fund those positions and hire into those. So essentially, we have done that in other bureaus throughout the city as well. The next change is for the Parks Operating General Fund, and it's there's a typo in the text there, but the actual numbers. $43,600. This is one-time funding to offset lost lease revenue from the McCall's building. Next is a Bureau of Transportation change. It adds 4 limited-term positions to implement the federal stimulus package. And then it also extended 3 limited-term positions for a total of 1.67 FTE to address workload from the Central Portland Plan and the Pearl Circulation Plan. Next is a Portland Housing Bureau change. It adds appropriation for the Housing and Urban Development LED grants, $1 million, but again, that's federal stimulus funding, and it's a technical change, not an increase of $1 million to the Housing Bureau budget. Same thing with the next item. This is appropriates carryover savings from the housing obligation bond to close out. Again, it's general fund one time, but it's carryover from the current fiscal year. The next is also Housing Bureau, and it adds appropriation to the Housing Bureau funding from PDC. This is the share of the transition cost that PDC is going to pick up for the Housing Bureau creation and reorganization. Next is also Housing Bureau, and it's a portion of the general fund one-time $369,940 slated for transition costs shifted to housing programs. Again, it's a net zero because it's a shift within programs. Next up is Bureau of Purchases. There was a construction disparity study funded by council for $650,000. It was delayed for various reasons this year. Again, they've carried that over in the spring bump. This is going to budget that. They're going to need access to that money as soon as they can after July 1st. Next is Revenue Bureau within OMF for $50,000. And again, it's carryover for a transit, lodgings, and regulatory database application. Next is Human Resources Bureau. It's transferring one position from accounting into HR and then also creating a limited-term administrative specialist. So the total cost is $85,000, but again, that's not coming from general fund. It's coming from the EBS project. Next up on page 6 for OMF, this is appropriation of carryover of general fund discretionary for the Public Safety Systems Revitalization Project. It's carryover of $679,000. Next is moving funds to pay the external auditor from the auditor's budget into special appropriation. This is something requested by outgoing auditor Blackmer and incoming auditor Griffin Blade as well. The next is $205,000 to restore the graffiti abatement program in ONI. After that is $980,000 campaign finance fund. This is just a technical adjustment. When the campaign finance fund budget was submitted, the money was budgeted in ending fund balance and beginning fund balance. It wasn't actually budgeted so that it could be spent. So this moves it out of beginning fund balance into materials and services so it can be spent. $68,298 to restore the international relations position in the mayor's office. There's a reduction of a little over $2.3 million in parks construction fund. And again, these are mostly technical adjustments, but they were large enough. We included them on the programmatic side. And then finally, $100,000 for sports fields at Roosevelt High School. I won't go through attachment C, but it lists the significant sort of technical adjustments just to note anything that was of a large enough size to note. And then the rest of the attachments just, again, list all of the details between the proposed and approved budgets.
So one technical change to the technical change is the $100,000 that says Roosevelt. We need to make generic to say sports fields in between now and the adoptive budget. A number of members of council are in discussions with Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Park Rose. So between now and the adoptive budget, we'll figure out how to sequence all of that.
Okay. So we'll need to make that amendment and vote on each amendment separately.
Can you note that then?
Do you want me to move that amendment?
Sure.
So moved.
Second. We'll start now. How's that? Any discussion on the amendment changing the line item description to say high school sports field improvements? And obviously we'll come back in the adopted with more detail. Any discussion on that?
And actually, I do apologize. This being also my first time through this, I'm trying to make sure we're staying on. Do we need to first do a motion to approve the whole thing and then do amendments to it? Jeremy?
They're all amendments. You can amend the amendment, I believe, in the attachments.
I think so, we do the amendments.
You can accept the
little ones first, and then
the attachments.
Okay, so let's do the big. We withdraw. The motions are withdrawn. We're now. I move that the City Council accept the amendments as described by Andrew Scott. Is there a second?
Second.
And then we'll further refine them, but at least we'll get that part out of the way. Is there any discussion on the motion?
So don't we usually do the amendments to the amendment first and then vote on the amended package?
I think we can do it either way.
I think it's going to have the same impact regardless of which way you go. You can either accept the whole package sort of thing and then start amending it as you go along with the attachments included, or you can do several amendments for each of the attachments and then take the whole thing. And I think it's the same.
Jeremy said to do it this way, so we're going with Jeremy.
All right.
Right or wrong, if someone goes to jail, it's Jeremy. The budget jail. I couldn't think of anything worse.
Okay.
Is there anyone that wishes to speak to this motion, to accept the amendments as initially the initial amendments. All right, please call the roll, Sue, on the motion to accept these amendments.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Okay, now we will go to amendments to...
So I move that we amend the final item on special appropriations to read general fund resources for sports field improvements.
Second. We moved and seconded. Is there council discussion on this motion?
Just a brief comment. We have Roosevelt that has a comprehensive plan seeking council support as part of the 10 great fields. We have Jefferson, which is also teeing up a 10 great field proposal. And then Park Rose, which has independently visited, I think, each member of council, talking about a plan to put two soccer fields on their campus. I will tell you that as the Parks Commissioner, I'm committed to working with council to find the funds to assist all the 10 great field proposals, as well as other school districts that seek to have soccer fields. It fits in within our overall vision for having fields throughout the city. And whether it's general fund, whether it's other sources, whether it's the set aside under Mr. Paulson's proposed deal or whatever, I'm committed to finding the money. The one thing we know is that on all three projects, at this point, it's not entirely clear what their staging is. So this amendment gives us a chance to find out who's first in line and can best benefit from the first $100,000.
Exactly. Anyone wishes to testify on this amendment? Sue, would you please call the roll on the amendment?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
I'm particularly pleased with the amendment because it gives us that little bit of time to figure this out, and also that these appropriations are being considered in the context of the overall city budget, which is really important, both to stress our commitment to schools and also to make sure that we're fiscally responsible. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Amendment is approved. Further amendments?
Mayor, I have two. The first amendment, and Andrew, you have both in front of you, my amendments?
No, but I'm familiar with what
you're... Let me just make sure you
have a copy. I think my colleagues do.
Great. You have extra copies?
Yeah. Write it out. Pass it down. The First Amendment, Mayor, would restore a $59,157,000 cut on a pass-through to Multnomah County Aging Services. And after discussing the matter with the mayor's office and with OMF and a number of my colleagues, what we propose on this is to fund the $59,157 as follows. To request $29,500 from the general fund unrestricted contingency fund, which we would then match with $29,657, which would be reallocated from the BHCD transition budget.
Second. Is there any discussion on this amendment? Is there any wishes to testify on this amendment? Sue, would you please call the roll on the amendment as stated by Commissioner Fish?
Fish.
I want to thank all our friends from Elders in Action and the broader community who came out to our budget hearing last week and testified passionately in support of this change. And pleased that we're able to do it, and I thank the mayor and my colleagues for their support. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Amendment is approved. Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, I have one other amendment. In an earlier draft of Schedule A, Attachment B that we accepted a few minutes ago, under the Parks Operating General Fund, there was a budget note that accompanied a $43,600 restoration from the general fund to parks to offset lost lease revenue from the McCall's building. That budget note reflected that it was to be an equal amount over a three-year period to cover the lost revenue for that three-year period. And my amendment would restore the $43,600 for parks FY 10-11 and 11-12 budgets for the lost revenue.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Council discussion. Does anyone in the room wishes to testify on the amendment as outlined by Commissioner Fish? Sue, would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Amendment is approved. Additional amendments. Okay, so the mayor will entertain a motion, or I will entertain a motion to approve the budget.
Actually, Mayor, at this point, we do open it up for public testimony on the entire package as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Scott, as opposed to Commissioner Andrews. Is anyone signed up to testify?
No one has signed up.
Does anyone in the room wishes to testify on the proposed budget as amended before council considers making it the approved budget? Of course, there's another step beyond that, and that is making it the adopted budget. Seeing no one wishes to testify, now can I entertain an emotion? All right, I will entertain a motion to approve the budget as amended, attachments including B, C, D, E, to the memo.
So moved.
Second. So moved and seconded. Council discussion? Anyone wishes to testify on this?
Is this the, Andrew, is this the vote on the whole budget now? This is it?
This is the vote on the approved budget, unless Jeremy tells me something different. Also move attachment F, please.
And would the makers of the motion consider including attachment F as a friendly amendment?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, that's right. F is only urban renewal authorization, so... Sue, would you please call the roll?
Fish.
So here we are. We're at the end of a process that began many months ago and started with a directive from the mayor that we do some forced rankings within our bureaus to establish priorities, continue down a path of engaging stakeholders in the budget process, extensive hearings, more hearings than I can't even remember all the hearings we've had, both in this building and externally. Lots of conversations between colleagues, key constituents, many, many gatherings, culminating last week in a budget hearing that I believe Commissioner Fritz said was exemplary, really, in her experience, to see so much goodwill and so much positive energy in a room, which is surprising because we are going through one of the worst economic downturns of modern times. And yet through this process, it's my sense that what people were responding to was the way in which the mayor managed this budget process. So I want to begin by saying that I thought that what shined through for me, who was completing his first year of service, is the advantage of having been in this building for 18 years and having a depth of understanding of the budget process and a steady hand through a very difficult process and obviously a very challenging time. It was... an eye-opener for me in terms of learning about how we do our budget, but I think the public has spoken rather loudly throughout this process that they appreciate the transparent way in which we conducted business, the openness, and the fact that in going through an exercise of forced rankings, we were asking people to help us make some tough choices. I think we're all hoping that the economy recovers and we don't have to go through this again and that next year isn't a repeat, but who knows. But I think we have established a model for how to do budget, and I want to begin by complimenting the mayor for the way he managed this budget process. And I also want to say to those who are listening that this is a budget which reflects a set of values that are the shared values of the people who sit up here. And it was not entirely clear to me at the beginning of this process that we would coalesce around a common set of values, but I think the process, the way it was led, has inevitably led to a series of core principles that we've all embraced. And I want to just acknowledge that these core principles of holding public safety harmless during tough times and making sure that our finest and bravest have the tools they need to do the job and protect public safety was the top of all of our lists. And I'm pleased with that. I'm also proud that during very tough times with other jurisdictions that we're experiencing really drastic cuts in basic services, we were able to put more money into the social safety net, something the mayor established as a priority, and particularly in housing and past dues to the county on some very vital services. This is a budget that I think people can applaud for its investments in people, and particularly people in need. And finally, in reviewing the money that we have allocated for economic development generally, but specifically the Portland Development Commission, in general fund dollars they can use citywide for an aggressive agenda for helping small businesses prosper here. I think this budget speaks loud and clear to our commitment to trying to create good jobs in this economy, and the best place to start is to help our small business partners prosper because they are the ones that generate the most jobs in our local economy. So on public safety and the social safety net and on job creations, I believe this budget gets high marks. And again, I want to single out the mayor for his leadership and stewardship as we've gone through. I also want to thank my colleagues, for particularly Dan and Randy, who have been down this road many, many times, and the way they reached out to two newest members of the council helped us through what is a very challenging process. And I want to acknowledge Andrew Scott and Scott Andrews. No, but I want to start with Andrew Scott. We're going to get
once you get it in your head, it's hard.
We're going to get stuck on that one for a while. A lot of the heavy lifting was done in this forum, but a lot of the heavy lifting was also done in meetings with individual commissioners and their staff, educating us about the budget model and about what we could and couldn't do. There's nothing like some unexpected one-time-only money to bring a budget home, but the truth is, with or without that one-time-only money, the framework was set. The framework for this budget had been established. The core priorities had been set. The additional money allowed us to fund things which we all felt were priorities in a down economy. So, Andrew, thank you and to your whole team for the courtesies you've extended to me and to my office. And to the public, this budget reflects five people's views of what our priorities are, but I hope that people see it as a reflection of what we've heard from you as to what your priorities are. And I think having gone to all the budget forums and received thousands of emails and other things, I think this budget remarkably does come very close to what we've heard in the main from people as to what they expect from this city during these tough times. So it has been a remarkable process. I'm relieved that we've come to the end at this stage. But I want to thank everybody for making it happen, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Mayor Adams. I want to thank Financial Planning Division, all the analysts for long hours and good quality work you did in reviewing proposed budgets, helping with the mayor to come up with a budget that balances, and I want to thank my colleagues for doing the same, which we're about to do here today. I think it is a tough budget, but it's a good budget, and I do think it, reflects, I think, the leadership, as Commissioner Fisk said, of Mayor Adams and his extensive knowledge of how to get things done here in the city, even during difficult times. So appreciate it, and pleased to vote aye.
Leonard.
So if I'm counting right, I think this is Dan's 11th budget, and only my 7th here, so I'm still learning. But I know Dan did 8 years at the county before that, and I did 10 years at the legislature. 8 or 12 years at the county?
5 years.
Who's counting? Who's counting? Yeah.
Seemed like it
was longer, but... So, I mean, this has been a remarkably transparent process, balanced. When I arrived here when Mayor Katz was here, it was a dramatically different process than now. She had a command of the figures and the numbers, and the process reflected that. We would have meetings up in her office about the impact on our individual bureaus. We'd have this meeting and maybe one other, and then meetings in the community, but we didn't do what we did this time, have bureau presentations to all of the council. Under Mayor Potter, we had the teams that met. That actually was, I think, a step in the right direction in having a more transparent process where all the bureaus have to present their budgets. But this time, under Mayor Adams, having all of the council present for all of the bureaus, I think, was the most effective and the most transparent, and allowed us each to hear the same information and make decisions based on the information we all heard collectively together. It's more time-consuming. It takes more effort on our part, but it also is helpful for the public, particularly that are watching by cable 30, exactly how the budgeting works in the city. So I commend Mayor Adams. This was a very good process. We reached a balance that, frankly, I didn't think we were capable of reaching when the process started, including keeping a fire station and two rescues open that we'd all but concluded had to be closed to meet our challenging shortfalls in the general fund. So my hat's off to Mayor Adams, his team, the Andrew, and all of your team. This was a very good process, if not tiring, and I appreciate everybody's work greatly. Aye.
Fritz.
This is a great outcome, and in a year that started off looking very bleak and overwhelmingly challenging. And I, too, commend the excellent job that's been done by Mayor Adams. I haven't done this as a city councilor before, but I have participated as a citizen for over a decade, and this has been a remarkably open, transparent, and accountable budget process from both sides of the microphone. And I also recognize the employees of the City of Portland who took cuts very early, who quickly started, set about their task of making cuts in this current year's budget as well as in the next year's budget, and also the business community whose taxes help provide resources that are then available for the council to allocate to necessary services. So because of those two things, we are here with a lot of one-time money that back in January we didn't think we were going to have. And that has made things considerably easier, and it is because of the good work that has been done up to this point. And the budget hearing showed that the people of Portland understand the challenges that we were in. It was a remarkable hearing in that most people came to say thank you. And those who came to make requests said, we understand that these are tough times and we know that you're doing the best that you can. And that has been throughout the spirit of the hundreds of emails that I've been getting. I know as a citizen advocate how you send in your message. And so I'd respond to those messages and say, we'll do our best. We share your values and we have some tough times. And more often than not, people would write back saying, yes, we understand, just do your best. So the challenges of the economy are actually providing a new way forward for the City of Portland, which we are embracing, and we can do it because of who we are and the kind of values that we share as a community. It's reflected in this budget with the right budget for the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, which I am so grateful for, that we are taking a 10% cut from the total spending from last year, but we prioritized our diversity programs so that they have ongoing funding. And we have ongoing funding for the Office of Human Relations, which I so commend my colleagues from last year for honoring their promise to do that and recognize that that also honors the commitment of Mayor Potter to bring back the Office of Human Relations and the Human Rights Commission. And indeed, that is being ongoing funded, and that should be recognized as an ongoing wonderful thing that has been put in motion, which my colleagues have honored. We prioritize public safety in the police budget, in fire, and in the Office of Emergency Communications. And we are continuing to look at new ways to generate revenue, whether it's in parks or the cable office or any other way that we can look at fair and reasonable ways to increase the revenue so that we do have that money to provide services. I think we've done a good job of exploring that in this budget, and that's something that we'll need to continue to do. Because next year is going to be even more challenging, and we need to start as soon as we draw a big sigh of relief with this budget, we're going to need to start right in on the next one, looking for efficiencies, looking for ways that the city does business and how we can do things better. I do thank all of the staff who've participated, both Andrew Scott and your team and all of the analysts who worked with my bureaus and helped us, Tim Crail, my budget analyst, Tom Bizzo, my chief of staff. And it's been a great learning experience for me and for my staff, and I'm looking forward to being involved in this budget process for the next few years. And starting in July, we need to look at the entire state budget, the statewide budget, of what the state has cut, what the county has cut, what the city has cut. The needs are not going to go away. In fact, we know the needs are going to multiply and expand. So, again, we need to use the Better Together program and all the other ways that Portlanders pull together to get things done, to look at alternative ways that government can't fund everything anymore, and yet these are important values that we do share as a community, and we want to make sure that things are taken care of and people are taken care of. This budget does reflect the shared values of the five people on the council, guided by the input of staff and by citizens. And those who wonder whether citizen testimony makes a difference can look at the approved budget that we're doing today and recognize that a lot of what we heard is incorporated in the mayor's budget, and I greatly appreciate everybody who's participated. Aye.
Adams.
Well, I'd like to start by thanking the former chair of the Joint Ways and Means Committee for many years, Vera Katz, who was obviously an instructor and a mentor to me through 11 city budgets when she served as mayor and I served as chief of staff. I don't know of anyone in the state that's a more expert expert at public financing and public budgeting as Vera Katz, and I'm very grateful for having her mentorship, and I do think that has benefited me well as mayor in this first budget. I also want to say that there has been a lot of sort of public connection between two dots that while we have been working to put together this approved budget, we have also been undertaking some of the most significant improvements to the city government structural reforms that have been made in at least a decade. Changes to clarify and focus the missions of the Portland Development Commission and the Bureau of Housing and Community Development under the leadership of Commissioner Fish, the moving of reconstituting a police precinct so that we maximize administrative savings and minimize cuts to on-street services with a police precinct reconfiguration under Commissioner Saltzman. While this budget was being put together, we also did the relocation and improvements to the city's permitting system under the leadership of Commissioner Leonard, and to get the moribund efforts of the city back on track related to creating a healthy and working Willamette River and soon to be expanded into the Columbia River area. That was reconstituted and put back together while we were working on this budget under Commissioner Amanda Fritz. So we did a lot of hard work. You all were with us in putting this budget together, and on a parallel track, we were making city government either more focused, more effective, or more efficient. So I want to thank every member of the City Council who took whatever idea I had and has certainly improved upon it. Also, I appreciate the kind words that have been said. I couldn't have done this without the great team that I have in the mayor's office. On budget issues, the point people were my chief of staff, Tom Miller, but the person that did most of the day-to-day stuff on the budgeting process was Warren Jimenez, my deputy chief of staff. So I want to thank you, Warren, for your great work, and Tom as well. Andrew, all your team, thank you. All the bureau managers in the city and their financial teams, thank you. Especially want to underline thanks to John Rist and the Bureau of Transportation folks in partnership with Richard Beatles in the room as well. The Bureau of Transportation budget has just been 5 years of difficult, difficult decisions. And I want to thank, after 4 years of being as creative, incredibly creative as you were, Citizen Budget Committee, Mary Martin and Arub, I want to thank them, the Citywide Budget Advisory Committee that I relied on, our later labor leadership that we infused more voice, a louder voice of labor in all the Bureau discussions. This is something that's been promoted by Commissioner Leonard since he joined the Council, and it really paid off in better decision-making, smoother decision-making more than ever, so thank you to our labor leadership. And also, in addition to thanking the public for their involvement, Laurel Buttman, who organized all the citizen outreach efforts. We got a lot of good feedback on that. So with that, Andrew, thank you. Good job. Aye. We have an approved budget.
Just one more step.
Mayor.
We have almost an approved budget.
Mayor, before we go any further, prior to the during the hearing for the state revenue sharing, prior to that, you read a statement to the record.
Yes.
And you, there was a typo in the script, and you referenced that it was the 08-09 budget.
Oh,
it was,
yeah,
the 09-10 budget. And I think I'm being overly cautious here, but maybe you want to move to amend the record to state that third paragraph should say the 09-10.
I move it's been seconded to amend the record that I meant that I should have referred to the 09-10 fiscal year budget. Is there any discussion on this amendment? Anyone wishes to testify on this amendment? Sue, will you call the roll on the amendment?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Amendment is approved. That gets us to?
There needs to be a motion to approve the tax levies, and you should have language on page 3.
Who wants to go down in history as approving general obligation bond and taxing for over $120-some million?
I do.
Commissioner Leonard,
so move.
Motions. Is there a second?
Second.
I scared him. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Do we need to read? Yeah, we need to read the language.
All right. The motion seeks to approve the following proposed language. The city shall levy its full permanent rate of $4.5770 per $1,000 of assessed value and $9,547,496 for the payment of voter-approved general obligation bond, principal and interest, and $114,980,456 for the obligations of the Fire and Police Disability and Retirement Fund, and 0.4026 per thousand of assessed value for the children's levy. Furthermore, the city shall levy the amounts listed in Attachment F for urban renewal collections. Any discussion on this motion that has been made and seconded? Anyone that wishes to testify? Sue, would you please call the roll?
Fish. Sossman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
I have to comment. I was elected promising to spend taxpayers' money wisely, and it's really good that we're passing these taxes because I do think, I have looked into the budget, I do believe we're spending them wisely, and we need to recognize that taxes provide services. And so it was good that we had the discussion about services first, and then there's another piece to that, that we do pay taxes for that purpose. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Motion is approved. I'd now like to adjourn the budget committee session and reconvene as the Budget Committee for the Portland Development Commission. Emily?
Renee.
Renee?
Yes, sorry.
It's all right. Can you please call the roll for the Budget Committee of the Portland Development Commission?
Yes. Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Fritz?
Hi.
I'm
here.
Adams?
Here. The Portland Development Commission shall present a summary of the changes that the Budget Committee may wish to incorporate into the approved budget as presented in Exhibit A of the resolution. I will call, I will entertain as we do that any motion or any amendments. And once we get through that, I will entertain a motion to approve the budget as amended in Exhibit A of the resolution. Quick synopsis of what we're voting on.
Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council, good afternoon. Bruce Warner, Executive Director of Portland Development Commission. Tony Barnes is handing out a revised resolution. You had the attachment A is exactly the same, but we've added an attachment B, which also deals with the levying of taxes that you did for the city. So we want to make sure that we're consistent with that action. So that resolution, that the last whereas makes reference to a new Exhibit B, and further resolved on the second page revolves around approval of that Exhibit B. So I wanted to make sure you had that in front of you.
Any changes since you first considered this?
The changes that are noted are on page one of attachment A. The very bottom, you'll see there's four changes. The first is $50,000 have been added to our business and industry program to fund the downtown retail advocate position. The second was there's $11,820 in community development block grant funds to the business and industry program for correct amounts of staff that are associated with the reallocation and moving of the Economic Opportunity Initiative program from BHCD to PDC. I also talked about at your last work session the $863,880 across multiple urban renewal areas to fund TIF-related housing transitional costs for the new Portland Housing Bureau. And then finally, the change, which I don't think you've seen, is we move forward $3.8 million of unspent fiscal year 2008-2009 funds for Block 49 housing project in the North McAdam Urban Renewal District, which is the TAMRAC, that we can hopefully get out to construction this next year. So those are the four main changes, Mayor. And Tony, is there others that I missed?
That covers all the changes.
Council discussion on the changes and what we considered earlier, the base proposed budget. All right, is there anyone here that wishes to testify on the proposed PDC budget? Do I need to take a motion for these changes?
I think it would be wise to take a motion for
I move to that we amend the budget as noted on page one of Exhibit A in the box.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Council discussion. Anyone wishes to testify on the proposed changes to the proposed PDC budget?
Renee.
Could you please call the roll? Sorry, I apologize.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Amendments are approved. We will now take, unless there's additional council discussion, is there anyone that wishes to testify on the proposed budget being considered for approve as amended? Unless there's additional council discussion, Renee, would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Bruce, thank you and your team for what I think was a very highly functional process, and echoing what Commissioner Leonard said earlier, I think the process by which the committee as a whole reviewed your budget was a huge improvement over past years, and gave us a chance collectively to participate in the budget process. And in my mind, it was rather seamless from beginning to end. I appreciate the time that you and your crack team, and particular Keith, spent helping us understand your budget and its various intricacies. And as I have said many times, as the person charged with launching the new Portland Housing Bureau, for us to be successful in this new venture, we have to have an unprecedented level of cooperation and collegiality with our sister agency, the Portland Development Commission. And everything that I've experienced over the last 6 months tells me that the relationship is very healthy, and we look forward to a very strong partnership as we launch these two new powerhouse bureaus. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Well, I recognize that I have not only been challenging, but challenged you in the last few years, and I think the result has been a remarkably transparent, forthcoming budget process under your leadership, Bruce. And I definitely recognize your commitment to step up to the plate and make the process what it has been, which is a really good open process. And I know it hasn't always been easy, and I know that that sometimes you weren't happy with what happened in the last few years, but I really think it's made a much stronger, vibrant economic development agency for the city that's well-respected, well-thought-of, and I certainly feel that way and appreciate very much all you've done.
Thank you.
And I think the proof is in the pudding in this budget. Aye.
Fritz?
It's so delightful to be in these budget hearings with the collegial nature of the discussions and the knowledge that these budgets have been looked at carefully, and that staff in different agencies, whether bureaus throughout the city and with the Portland Development Commission, have done a good job of talking with each other and also recognize that there's still more talking that can be done and should be done. The mayor mentioned the Office of Healthy Working Rivers, and we are realizing that our partners in Portland Development Commission are crucial to the success of that venture, and that we don't have to choose between economic development and environmental restoration. We don't have to choose between staff doing things and citizens doing things. We can do it together. And I think this budget reflects that. And again, I recognize the leadership of Mayor Adams in bringing a new way of doing business here to the city of Portland, and to you in the Portland Development Commission, and again, all the staff, that we are working together because we recognize that these are tough times and we don't have time to argue and we don't have money to waste. We need to figure out better ways to do things, and I think we're well on the way to that process. Aye.
Adams.
Strategic, nimble, focused on making Portland more prosperous and more sustainable. PVC is back and better than ever. I want to thank the commission. Commissioner Scott Andrews is here representing the commission. I want to thank you for involving me in your process and being your management team being so forthcoming in this process. Bruce, I want to thank you for leading such a great turnaround, and for your enthusiasm to keep going. Your budget shop has been great. And Keith and Aaron and the team, thank you for your great work. We got lots of work to do, and we're up to the task. Aye. It is approved. So with that.
Mr. Mayor, just if I could, I do need you to ask to consider one more motion, which would be to make a motion to approve Exhibit B, which is the amounts of the taxes that be levied for urban renewal collections.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve Exhibit B. Is there council discussion on Exhibit B? Is there anyone that wishes to testify on this motion to approve Exhibit B? Renee, would you please call the roll on Exhibit B?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. It is approved.
And Mr. Mayor, if I could, I just want to thank the City Council and you specifically for your hard work and time that you put in looking at our budget and helping us put it together. I also want to acknowledge the increase in general fund for our economic development programs, which I know was very difficult in the times of the limited resources we have now, and we will expect to do great things for the city. We'll also be back, as you know, Mayor and Council, in July with an economic development strategy that will help us frame how those dollars are spent to assure they're done in a way to really promote what we want here in the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. We stand adjourned as the PDC Budget Committee, and we stand in recess as the City of Portland City Council until tomorrow, Thursday at 2 o'clock. Thank you all.
Well done.
Good job.
Very, very good.